Hey there. Get a Friday morning drive now. Got a training that I'm going to for BNI. So two BNI things in 1 week. This is going to be one of those episodes where I say, you know, this is the part of the reason this is the Daryl Perry podcast and not the Your Level Fitness podcast, or not what it started out as, which was the Almost Daily podcast and just being the Almost Daily podcast. But one of the benefits is I get to use this as kind of an audio journal or an audio blog or audio log. I'm just kind of like what's going on. And many of you know yesterday that we ended up having to put our dog to sleep. Now, this is not the first pet of mine that I've lost, and it will not be the last. But you know, this one was very, very tough. Most notably for our teenager, because with this dog being 11 and a half, and he being a freshman in high school, we got her from the rescue place when he was very young. So these two grew up together. They, you'll hear a lot of times that people will say that, animals have one person that they have kind of this, that's like they have their one person, and he was her person. So they were very, very close. He said many, many times that this dog was his best friend, and he could always talk to her when stuff was going on. And you know, so he's taking it pretty much like you would expect a teenager too. And you know, the rest of us, both my wife and I, we were very, very close to this puppy of ours, because, you know, we adopted her when our life was really starting. Like, this was before we were even married. So every life event that we had, up until yesterday, you know, had included our pup. So, there's a few things that I can take from this. One, like, it's not that I'm not feeling the usual, message around eating and exercise. I'm just like, today, you know, outside of the conversations that I have with my clients, that I will continue to have with my clients, like, it just doesn't feel right to put a huge message out about working hard, consistency, and patience when it comes to eating and exercise. Now, you know, I at this particular moment, like, my thought on my workouts and my eating plan is like, I'm not there right now. When I get back to it, I'll get back to it, and that's probably going to be within the next couple of days. I'm just like not feeling it right now. One thing I can tell you, and this might be helpful for anybody that's going through a weight loss journey, is that, you know, like last night, I didn't really eat much all day. We had coffee in the morning, and I had a Pop-Tart, I think, midday, and then we had dinner, and we went to, like, we wanted to go to a restaurant that we never would want to go to again, because, like, we kind of wanted to just put yesterday behind us. So we went to this restaurant for dinner, and I had some greasy food, and, like, you know, I'm probably, I don't know what eating's going to look like today. I had my normal shake, and I got my coffee next to me, and I'm drinking water, but, like, you know, it's going to look like what it looks like. And one thing I can tell you is that, you know, I'm not going to look back and be like, oh my gosh, I wish that I was staying on plan during then, or saying, you know, see, because I was dealing with loss or grieving, you know, that's what did it. I shouldn't have been dealing with that in the way that I was. And, you know, so, like, it gets to the whole thing, I guess, of owning the choices and moving on. And I guess another thing, and this was something that stood out to me yesterday. I mean, the three of us each are pretty upset about this. You know, and if you're somebody that has a pet, talking to the dog owners especially, because people feel this way about their cats too. But if you've got a pet that really does become part of the family, and it is like losing a family member. I mean, again, like I've, to this point, I've lost grandparents suddenly. I've lost aunts and I've lost aunts. I'm trying to think. I've lost uncles. And I'm playing that back. I've lost uncles because I've got, on my dad's side of the family, I've got a tremendous amount of uncles. I can't think of any uncles offhand. So let's, because I want to be factual here. I've lost aunts suddenly. And grandparents. So I've dealt with loss before, but you know, this was different. But what I was wanting to tell, what I told my middle schoolers, I'm like, look, it's okay to show emotion. It's okay to grieve, you know, because there's still this old like cliche for guys, like you can't show emotion, and you know, you're not strong. You're not, you know, you got to be tough. You got to like bottle it up. And you know, the thing is this is something else that we talk about that's not either or. Like, it's an and. You can show emotion, and then you're still going to be strong enough to move forward and do the things that you need to do. I will never 100% get over this loss. Like I said, we're going to have other pets. We're going to have other dogs. But just, it was the temperament and the love, unconditional love and affection and support given by this pup that set her apart to begin with, and then that she was there for so much that we've been through and done. Like, you know, I talked to you guys about the struggles and the stuff that I went through well past my 30th birthday. I was 25 when we got her. So, you know, like, she was there for this stuff. I'm never going to get over this. But I'm absolutely happy because I know when we took her to the vet yesterday and they were running tests, there was a lot of stuff going on. And there was a number of things. She basically had days. Which is amazing. Which, like, thinking back on it, like, just looking back at this week, generally she start showing symptoms of anything until Tuesday night, and here we are Friday morning, and, like, you know, she's gone. So, you know, we know that the right decision was made. We know that the way that she that things were handled with her, and the way that we were treated and she was treated, was absolutely 100% the best. Like, just so much compassion, so much just kindness. And that's really kind of where I want to go next, is just, this has shown me, like, how kind and sincere people can be. You know, I posted some pictures of our pup on Facebook, and a number of people saw them. A number of people did the sad face. A number of people commented. I got a number of messages, and I will tell you that one message in particular that I received just really, it meant a lot to our household, and I was Amanda's the one that wrote it. Yeah, so I was checking on the message, wanted to make sure I got everything correctly credited here. But she works for a local postmortem services for your pet, and we've decided we're going to have our dog cremated. And you know, we had the whole experience at the vet, and my wife said my goodbyes, and my wife stayed with her. Gave her peanut butter. So literally, like, the last thing that the dog had was peanut butter. And she passed out. She tongue was out, hanging out of her mouth, and she had peanut butter. These messages that I was getting yesterday were very kind, but Amanda sent one because she works for the service. She said, "Hey, you know, I picked up Hoosh because she's going to be taking care of this for us." And she's like, "I just want you to know, like, we're going to take really good care of her." And just that message just. About it. I told some of my friends that had messaged me and texted me yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? That just, like, it hit us at the right time. And just kind of like, it's what we needed. I guess the whole underlining thing here is that support you and will help you out. Without going on a really long ramble, which I'm prone to do sometimes, I'm probably just going to go ahead and end it there. But yeah, just really kind of wanted to give you an idea on what's going on. This was more or less a kind of a journal entry for me. Will be something that I look back on regularly. Just as we continue to move through stuff, so that's pretty much all I have for you today, but thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.